Welcome to the Be Different Be You podcast, the show where we dive deep into personal transformation, success, and living life on your own terms. I'm Jessica, and today we have an incredible conversation ahead with someone who truly understands what it means to break free from conformity and step and unlock your unique power. Patrick, welcome to the show. You've written a book that challenges the way we think about success and authenticity. Be different. Be you. What's the essence of this book in one sentence?
Thanks for having me. In one sentence, it's about understanding that your uniqueness is your greatest strength, and when you embrace it fully, life flows effortlessly in ways you never imagined.
I love that. And honestly, that's a message we all need to hear. So let's dive in. Why do so many people struggle with being themselves?
It starts young. We're conditioned to fit into a mold, whether it's from family, school, or society. We're taught that success looks a certain way, a stable job, a predictable path. But the truth is, real fulfillment comes when we align with who we truly are, not who we're told to be.
That makes sense. So many people follow a path that's safe rather than what actually excites them. But how can someone know if they're on the wrong path?
It often shows up as a feeling of emptiness, boredom, or even exhaustion. If you wake up every day dreading your work, if you feel like you're forcing yourself into a role, that's a sign you're not aligned with your true self. But when you're doing something that's right for you, your energy shifts and you feel alive.
That reminds me of a quote. The opposite of happiness isn't sadness, it's boredom.
Precisely. Boredom, frustration, or a lack of excitement is a signal. And what I do in my coaching and in Be Different, Be You is help people recognize those signals and act on them.
That reminds me. Patrick, you've worked with people who have completely transformed their lives by stepping into their uniqueness. Can you share one of those stories?
Absolutely. Let me tell you about Christine. She was an executive marketing specialist at a recruitment company. From the outside, she looked successful. Great title, stable career, but she wasn't happy. She felt stuck, like she was living a script that wasn't hers.
Oh, wow. And did she know what she wanted instead?
Not immediately. But during our coaching sessions, something amazing happened. Every time she talked about photography, her whole energy changed. Her eyes would light up, and I could feel the passion in her voice. That was a huge clue. Huh?
I love that. Sometimes our true passions are right in front of us, but we don't take them seriously.
Exactly. So I asked her, have you ever considered turning this into a career? At first, she was skeptical. She thought of it as just a hobby. But then we started exploring how she could merge her marketing expertise with her photography skills.
That's smart. She already had business and branding experience, so she wasn't starting from scratch.
Right. And once she saw that photography wasn't just a dream, but a real possibility, she took a leap of faith. She left her corporate job, built her brand, and today she's thriving as a professional photographer. She's happier, more fulfilled, and doing work that truly excites her.
That's incredible. And I bet she doesn't miss her old job at all.
Not one bit. She told me, I never knew work could feel this good. That's the power of being you.
That's such a powerful transformation. And I know your book also explores how this isn't just about career changes. It's about energy and alignment. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. Everything is energy, including us. When we're aligned with what truly resonates with us, we operate at a higher vibration. Things feel easier. Opportunities show up. And science backs this up. Research from the HeartMath Institute shows that when we're in a state of joy and authenticity, our heart and brain work in harmony, reducing stress and increasing overall well-being.
So basically, when we suppress our true selves, we create resistance?
Exactly. And that resistance can show up as stress, illness, or just feeling off. But when you embrace your unique path, things start flowing effortlessly.
Okay, let's get practical. If someone listening is feeling stuck, what's the first step they can take?
Step one, notice what excites you. What lights you up when you talk about it? What activities make time disappear? Those are clues.
Love that. What's another tip?
Step two, remove the fear of judgment. Many people hold back because they're afraid of what others will think. But here's the truth. People are too busy worrying about their own lives to judge yours as much as you think.
That's such a good point. And what about people who feel they don't have time to explore their passions?
Start small. Even 15 minutes a day doing something you love can create a shift. And once you feel that shift, you'll naturally make more space for it.
Patrick, this was such a powerful conversation. Thank you for sharing your wisdom today.
Thank you. And for everyone listening, if you're ready to step into your full potential, grab a copy of Be Different, Be You, on Amazon or our website. It's packed with insights, stories, and exercises to help you on this journey.
And if you loved this episode, share it with a friend, leave us a review, and start embracing your uniqueness today. Until next time, be you boldly.